Bucky McCaw here with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I recently got an email from Dennis in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, which reads, "Well, Bucky, I've been listening to your show for some time now, and you've convinced me that backyard chickens make eggs that are nutritionally and ethically superior to those from the store, that their poop will transform my garden, that they can thrive in my backyard with a minimum of construction trouble or cost, and can be inexpensively fed a great diet, including bugs, which I'd like to be rid of anyway. You've convinced me that they are adorable and intelligent, and got me thinking maybe I can even wind up raising a chicken. And dang it, I'm finally ready to have chickens in my backyard."
Sounds like he's really absorbed the Bucky agenda.
He goes on to say, "However, when I was a little kid, my Aunt Zelda got me a baby chick as an Easter present. And the horrifying truth is, I killed it. I was traumatized, and to this day, I just don't trust myself with anything as precious as a baby chicken's life."
That's understandable. Little kids shouldn't get chicks for Easter and be expected to raise them without guidance or supervision. They're not sea monkeys, and the experience could be a bad one for the child, as well as the doomed chick. But don't let that stop you from responsible chickening. One solution to baby chick phobia is adopting an adult hen. Small-scale or hobby farms are usually pretty easy to find, and sometimes have more hens or chicks than they can handle, and may be willing to give or sell them to a good home. Just ask at a local farm, or look in the classified section of the newspaper for ads under pets or livestock. Another place to check might be the message board at backyardchickens.com. Finally, humane societies take in chickens every so often, as do shelters and other animal rescue groups. If you let such groups know you're interested in adopting a hen and like to be on the waiting list, you may get a call sooner than you think. I should tell you, raising chicks makes me nervous too. They're incredibly cute, and watching them grow and get feathers and learn adult chicken behaviors is nothing short of miraculous. But they seem so vulnerable that I never want to leave their side. I guess I have a sense of how a mother hen would feel. Which leads to my next suggestion. You could try to adopt a mother hen along with her chicks. She'll provide the constant care chicks should get, and you can relax a bit more. All you'll have to do is make sure you have a good coop with a nice nesting corner where the hen can take her chicks, and that there is chick food and grit around in case the hen can't forage for everything the chicks will need to eat. If you watch carefully, you may even learn a thing or two. If these other options don't work out for you, or you're prepared to start with chicks because it's an easier way to get them socialized to you and help them learn the limits of your backyard, you may be able to adopt chicks from a backyard breeder, as I mentioned before, or you can find the nearest commercial local hatchery. The factory aspect of a lot of hatcheries does bother me, but there are reasons why you might be willing to give your money, less than $2 a chick, to a hatchery. One reason is if you really feel a need for a certain breed that no local breeders are carrying, such as one of the smaller breeds. Or perhaps you want to make sure you know the sex of your chick. Most backyard breeders won't be able to tell you the sex of their chicks. In many cities that allow chickens, roosters are prohibited. If you can determine the sex of your chick, you'll know you won't wind up trying to find a good home for the crowing cock your neighbors might be lodging complaints about. In cases like this, the humane choice may be going to a hatchery that sexes them at birth, or raises the sex-linked breeds which have certain characteristics, like coloring, that indicate sex at birth. So now you're headed home with chicks, and you're playing the mother hen yourself. What should you do? Immediately, get them warm by putting them in a simple box, from which they can't escape, and point a warm light toward them. The light temperature should be around 90 degrees Fahrenheit, but the box should be large enough so they can get a bit of range. Line their warming box with dry leaves, pine shavings, or shredded paper. They can't handle footing on a smooth surface because they don't have enough grip, and can hurt themselves. In the box is where they'll practice their foraging techniques as they start to learn to scratch. Include some kind of heavy wood or stone platform to keep their water and food dish on so the chicks don't get it full of litter, but make sure they have access to it. Keep checking the water to make sure it's clean. They must have water at all times. Also, make sure it isn't so deep that they can drown or get wet in it. They eat and drink and poop even more constantly than full-grown chickens. Another thing a lot of chicks seem to appreciate is some kind of hen substitute. They normally will have an instinct to sleep under a hen when they get tired, but a stuffed animal or an old wool hat will do just fine. A lot of people feel safer to buy a big bag of chick starter feed from a pet shop or farm store. But they do contain antibiotics, and if you have misgivings about that and can't find an organic brand, you can go ahead and feed them instant oatmeal, flaked infant cereal, or other whole grain cereals. You can put whole grains like rice, wheat, barley, old-fashioned oats, stuff like that, into the blender and blend them slightly, but not to a powder, about an eighth of an inch pieces. One of the things I learned from watching mother hens is that hens will mash up a bug or vegetable matter to get it ready for chick consumption before offering it to them with a distinctive and adorable cluck that means eat this tasty treat. If you're a very ambitious surrogate hen, you might want to harvest some earwigs or doodlebugs and chop them up real fine. Maybe even want to give the distinctive cluck, go-go-go-go. But before long, their food will be macerated internally in their crop, a little pocket in the neck. So chicks, like adult chickens, need access to commercial grit, rough sandy soil, or tiny pebbles, which help provide that grinding action. I highly recommend taking chicks outside for supervised foraging lessons, even when they're very young. The sooner they get outside the box and can be self-sufficient, the better. That's what mother hens will do. Just don't take chicks outside for too long if it's a chilly time of the year. Be mindful of the ideal temperature. The first week of the chick's life, the ideal temperature is 95, and 5 degrees less each week thereafter. 1 week, 95, 2 weeks, 90, 3 weeks, 85, 4 weeks, 80, 5 weeks, 75. One way you'll never be able to replace mother hens is that humans should handle chicks as little as possible. I know it'll be tempting, but handling a lot might injure them. When you do have to pick them up, slip one hand under the chick's tummy, and put the other hand on top of the chick to hold it gently, but firmly. You can start training them at an early age by giving them a command, such as, step up, so they know you're about to pick them up, and they will eventually step onto your finger. I used to laugh at my partner for doing this because I know it's what people with parrots and other exotic birds do, but it really is useful. For links and reading suggestions, check my website at buckybacaw.org. And of course, feel free to follow Dennis from Chelmsford's suggestion and send in your questions, as an MP3 file would be extraordinary, to bucky@radioboise.org. This is Bucky Bacaw signing off. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.